Online Podcast 90. Hello, hello. Welcome to Online Podcast. How are you doing? Langit biru, langit biru kita. That means blue sky, our blue sky. For those of you who have not heard of that song in its entirety, you can go over to johnong.com and then click on the singing square, and then you will go into the singing section and then click on the MP3 download on the left-hand side. It's actually sung by moi, sung by me, written by me also. The bass track, the arrangements and the bass track was actually done by a guy called Mustang from Japan. But the lyrics and the melody and the backups are, I have so much fun doing backups, are all written by me. So if when I say langit biru means blue sky, so is your langit biru today? Is your sky blue today? Oh, I'm so stupid. But anyway, let me get on to things. I don't have a lot of time. I still need to get the show out. That's why I'm doing the show right now. I was thinking that I was probably going to do a on the road show, but I don't know. For some reason, I just happened to be going into this whole pattern of having the studio show done. I guess I like the setup a lot, and I've been getting email from listeners saying that, wow, I really like your setup, it sounds really good and clean, and so I hope you like it. Now, there is a Malaysian podcaster out there that I want to quickly talk to them about. I don't know if they listen to my show, I don't think they do, but they are called On The Fence. They are not on the iTunes listing, but you can definitely find them. I don't really know have the information right in front of me, but On The Fence is what they the show is called. Great content. I love the content, but audio, ugh, not too good. And I wrote an email to them. I hope they will get that email, and I hope that they won't be, I hope I did not sound too harsh. I was just telling them that, you know, such a great show, such good content, so very Malaysian, and I want to have them continue doing the show, but please improve on the audio setup. I'm very bitchy when it comes to audio. Remember all my pod? I'm not really bitchy. I just, you know, want it to be better because I don't know where I heard this from. I think I probably heard this from another podcaster from maybe Podcast 411. Yeah. There are so many audio contents out there right now, and like thousands and thousands of audio content created out there every single day. And if your sound quality is not good, I mean, you have to have good content, don't get me wrong. Even if your sound quality is superb and you have no content, sort of like my show, people would actually drop off and don't want to listen to the show. But the sad thing is not because you do not have content. The sad thing is you have the content, but you just do not have, maybe just spend something under $50 and get something that would improve immensely on the sound quality and therefore have people stay on your show longer or continue being able to listen to the show. Now, it has come to a point where there are certain show that has great content, but their audio quality was so bad that I cannot listen to. I mean, that is very sad to me. So if you guys are listening, please make sure that you get your audio fix up while I continue to burp. And I want to quickly talk to you about somebody created at the qpotter.com, qpotter.org. Somebody created a map using Frapper, I guess. It looks like Google, so it must be some sort of a Google thingy. Frapper, F-R-A-P-P-R. .com and / Queercaster, then you will find our little map for all the Q-Potters. Q-Potter meaning the queer community or people who support or are friends of the gay and lesbian GLBT bisexual community who people who, you know, frequent qpotter.com pretty much, and there is a map created by this person, I forgot who, where you can actually go and plot out where you are. And so I put my city in, Kansas City, and I realized, oh, there's another Kansas Cityan doing podcasts. And I click on it and it says it is a Center for Spiritual Living. It is a church, I guess you would call it. Yeah, a church. And I look at it and say, God doesn't care what your sexual orientation is. God is love. It's that simple. Listen to the podcast from my church in Kansas City. And this is, by the minister, Chris, whom I happen to know in person. We've known each other for quite a bit also. And I don't want to go into too much of a detail because I don't know how much he wants people to get into his personal life, even though, this is his podcast. So anyway, if you want to go check that out, you should go to, I do not know what their website is. I'm really bad and I haven't done my work, but if you search Center for Spiritual Living, Kansas City, and if I find the website before or later, and I'll probably put it in my show. And I say probably because I'm very busy. I'm going to record the show and maybe post it and go to bed. Well, actually, I need to work on something else. Something big is coming. Next week, something major is going to happen, and I will make sure that you, my listener, will be the first to know. I know I've been talking about this for a long time, for several months now. I'm working on a little project that turned out to be bigger and bigger by the minute. Not the scale, it's just very, well, the preparation off that project is getting bigger and bigger, and it's just like, gosh, what did I get myself into? But I really feel very passionate, and I believe in that project, and I want you to be the first one to know about it. And so, get your browser ready. What can I tell you? Get your credit card ready. And next week, I will be able to tell you what is going to happen, okay? So stay tuned, stay subscribed. If you don't want to miss anything out, or if you don't want to miss anything, please stay subscribed. And so shout out to Center for Spiritual Living by Chris and his church. And he is the minister there, okay? And I also want to play a clip. Oh, before I do that, I have to tell you that the podcasters meetup in Kansas City is coming up. I don't know how many Kansas Cityans are here listening to my podcast. I know some of my coworkers do, but it used to be that most listeners are also podcasters themselves. That is beginning to change because as we are gaining more listeners, we are actually have real listeners rather than other podcasters checking out other podcasters' show. So if you are a podcaster, or even if you're a listener that you are interested in going and meet some of the podcast people behind the microphones, come meet us there. We will be at the Tomfooleries at the plaza. And you can also go to meetup.com and actually search for, is it meetup.com or .org? But you do the research, okay? And the meeting is going to be held on November 5th. It's a Saturday, starts at 4 o'clock. And because usually we meet on the second week of the month, we are going to meet on the first week of the month because on the 12th will be the Portable Media Expo, I think, in California. So we push that up 1 week. And so that said, I am going to right now look for the voice message that I got from Archer Radio. There are several shows. Me being a podcaster also is a listener. I started off as a listener first. The first several shows were, I think it was, I listened to Adam Curry. That's the first show that I subscribed to. Of course, at that point, there were only like 200 podcasters. When I found out about it was like, about 200 listeners. 200 podcasters out there. And I was listening to Adam Curry, listening to Don and Drew. And I bump into a few other podcasters. I think I heard about Madge Weinstein, and I'll talk to you about Madge Weinstein in a little later on the program. But first, I would like to talk to you about Archer Radio. Archer Radio is one of the podcasts that I listened to in the very beginning, also. And I want to play this audio comment.
Hi, John. This is Archer from ArcherRadio.com. I just listened to your voicemail message that you left me talking about my video podcast.
So he has a podcast, and he's been doing some really good, and he really spent time on his video podcast, unlike me, because I do not have time. I just, as long as I record a video, I'll just post it. And I just realized that the format that I have been posting all the three podcasts out there, if you have a video podcast, please let me know if you can see it. I don't think you can, because the bitrate might be too high for your iPod. So if any of you are watching my podcast without having to do any of your own conversion, please let me know. I don't think you can. So anyway, if you can, let me know. So the next, I'm not going to be that good to yet to repost all those shows in a format that you can actually view it on your iPod, but maybe the fourth one, the next one, I'll be able to, well, I will definitely make sure that the format is compatible with your iPod. You can at least view it on your iTunes or something. And goodness, I'm so sorry, Archer. Okay, I'm going back to Archer. And
I call it videocast, but I wanted to call you and say thank you for the message and to let you know that I just finished watching your video podcast.
Okay, so I finished watching his video podcast, and I think it's called Twisted Dinner. Archer is great. Archer, and I did this for his 100th show. He called for listeners to create a 100th show kind of audio clip or some shout out thingy for him. And so I created it, and I said, listening to Archer Radio is like getting to know a new friend. And it actually indeed it is. It feels like I know them. And them being he and his split personality. No, I'm kidding. He and his boyfriend. And Mr. Boyfriend. And they are both so cute. They are so cute together. You guys are just so cute together. Archer is also Asian. No, I'm kidding. He's not. But his boyfriend like to tease him that he's Asian because of his hair. We have similar hair, because I'm being Asian, he is also Asian, no, I'm kidding, gosh, goodness, and so Archer sent me this really nice comment, but what I want to tell you is, if you don't know about Archer's podcast, I encourage you to go check it out, because I have been a long-time listener since the very, very first episode, if not first viewer, or might could have been the first episode. I think I've gone back and listened to all the other ones, and it's very nice. And he's just being him, just kind of like me. There's no show. There is not. That's why it's called the only ordinary queercast on the internet, but not quite on mine too. It's kind of sort of ordinary. I really like his podcast. I just enjoy listening to him. So far, there are several podcasts that I listen to. I would unsubscribe and then resubscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe, because, you know, I only have 24 hours a day, and I have over 24 podcasts subscribed on my iTunes. So I have to sometimes let go of certain things. Several shows that I do not let go of. One is first is Archer Radio. It really isn't thing. It's not anything about it's better, blah, blah, blah. It's all personal taste, right? So I happen to like shows that is more natural, just home, normal guy, kind of more gal, too. We need more women, really. So I really like Archer Radio, so I listen to him. I haven't missed any episode of his. I especially love his video podcast. And the last one, called Twisted Dinner, was so funny, because Archer doesn't like vegetables, so you just have to go check it out, and I just find that very amusing and fun to watch. So I'm going to continue playing his comment.
Where you were showing, and your number three, where you were showing your audio setup and your kitty cat and your futon and stuff, And I'm telling you, I love that Asian hair you have. It reminds me of my hair. Although yours is much darker than mine. And you should not say that you're fat, because you're not fat.
I'm fat.
And also, I love your pajamas. I wear pants like that, too. Mine have a little snowman.
Did you know, Archer, did you know that it's actually Homer Simpson's, those, my pajama bottoms.
On them. Anyway, love the video cast. Hope you are a video podcast, although I always look forward to more. And, of course, your show, too. So thanks again
for the
voicemail, and catch you later. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you very much, Archer. You are so nice, and I really like you. You know, I kind of feel like I already know you, and I'm sure some of the listeners out there feel the same way, even though there are really listeners out there who actually know me more than just being a listener. So, especially Jeff, my friend Jeff. And, what else do I want to tell you? And okay, while I'm on this topic, I know I'm kind of like having a podcast talking about other podcasts, but I, you know, this is what came to me today, and I just want to let you know. I also, another show that is always on my iTunes podcast list is Madge Weinstein. I know today I was talking to Jeff. I just met Jeff, my friend Jeff, whom you guys heard the voice mail that I was playing, and I thought it was Joe's friend, but it was actually your friend, Jeff. So my friend, Jeff, I was talking to him, and he said that I've heard Madge Weinstein, and I don't really know a lot about him. So this is really for Jeff, and for all of you out there, sorry, for all of you out there who are not aware of Madge Weinstein, because I just simply assume that if you listen to this show, you probably would have already listened to Madge Weinstein, but that is probably not true for everyone. So if you know Madge Weinstein or if you don't know Madge Weinstein, this would be a great opportunity for you to have a slight sample of the show. I have to warn you, not that my show is any better, is that Madge Weinstein uses foul language, and this is the one good example. Now, the reason why I want to bring this up is not because Madge is just funny and she's crude or anything else. I really feel like there's a reason why I listen to this show. Listen to this.
Speaking of pussy talk, in the second half of the show, which you have to go to yeastradio.com to hear, I have an interview with one of the applicants for the job of S&M Bottoms to clean my house. And in fact, we have two wonderful ladies helping me interview, Griselda and Chicago Sherry. So that's going to be a lot.
Sorry, I'm going to skip that part. It's not really that part that I want you to listen to.
As I mentioned yesterday. So what the fuck? Oh, and by the way, Rosa Parks died yesterday.
This is the part I want you to listen to.
Rosa Parks died. Rosa Parks is the woman, and I want to talk about, I have a reason for talking about this. Rosa Parks is a very, very important, was a very, very important person in black people getting civil rights. What she did is she refused to give up her bus seat to a white man. Now, in those days, you had, the blacks had to sit in the back of the bus, and the whites sat in the front. And it was this act of defiance that became the real spearhead for the whole civil rights and the Martin Luther King business and all that. I'm thinking about this. And of course, being a lesbian, I think about gay marriage, right? And I really feel like the gay lesbian movement is where the civil rights movement was pre-Rosa Parks. So we did. I mean, in San Francisco, when the city started marrying people, I mean, that was a real act of defiance, but it didn't really go anywhere. I think we have to go further. Now, the thing about the Rosa Parks thing is it led to the boycott of the bus company in, where the hell it was, Mobile or something, or I don't know, New York. I'm just kidding. I don't know where it was. But anyway, so they boycott. I think we have to look at this in parallel. Now, what is the parallel to this segregated people? The black people stopped going on the buses because it was a segregated institution. It was segregated, or a segregated bus. So they said, you know what? We'll walk because these buses are racist. Now, I know that this is the truth, that the marriage system, the institution of marriage in this country embodies bigotry, okay? Because only straight people, penis vaginas are allowed to get married. That's it. It is a segregated institution, much in the same way as the buses were segregated back then. I say we boycott marriage as an institution, meaning gay and lesbian people, not only do we not get married ourselves, of course we can't, but we don't go to any weddings. I suggest that we don't go to any weddings, that we don't participate in any weddings, that we do not make flower arrangements for any weddings, that we don't help our stupid bitch sisters get, you know, pick out their goddamn dresses and shit. I just say, forget it. If there's a marriage, say, look, I'm sorry, but it's a segregated institution, and I wouldn't step on
Amen.
To this. I won't step inside your wedding ceremony any sooner than I'd step inside a segregated bus where the black people have to go to the back. You know? So I think it's something to do. I think we have to look at this and see, what are we going to boycott? You know? We already had our Rosa Parks. We had the thingamajiggin. Where the fuck was it? That gun. But, you know, we are equal, and I'm tired of separate but equal. You hear people talking about civil rights. I am so sick of it. You know what? Forget about trying to accommodate these conservatives, these right-wing crazy church people. They just want the fucking church to take over the goddamn country. We have to assert our rights, and I know a lot of people, including myself often, are very afraid, saying, oh, they're going to win. Oh, you know, we have.
So that was a little bit, well, not quite a little bit, quite a piece from Madge Weinstein. That is the Madge that I really, really enjoy. And there, and, you know, there's a lot of stuff that she talks about, and she's very outrageous, and she's very blunt, and she's just like right in your face. But sometimes she has something very interesting and poignant to say. And that was definitely one of them. She didn't mention do their hair, sing for their wedding. So, you know, that might actually be a good idea. So that's a reason why I listen to, Yeast Radio. If you haven't, heard or listen to Madge Weinstein's show, go to yeastradio.com. She does not need any promotion anymore, but I think I do have listeners who do not know about Madge, because I have listeners from Malaysia, I know. And if you... and all over the world, Singapore. I know there. I have listeners from Singapore too. So if you are listening to this and you haven't listened to Madge Weinstein, go listen to Madge Weinstein. It's slightly more meaningful if you're in the United States, because she talks about politics mostly in the United States. But I just think that it's a very poignant point that she has brought up there. Last week, or is it a few weeks ago, she also talked about, what is the other stuff? Oh yeah, the war in Iraq. I know I try not to go into very political stuff, but she said, why don't we, oh, this is after Katrina. She said, why don't we, instead of trying to get money raised for the Katrina victims, we just use the money spent for the war to help and aid Katrina's victims. And then we will then collect donation to go bomb Iraq. And if that is done, what do you think? Do you think we have that many supporters then? No, because you have to shell out your own money. Even though it's your own money too, that goes to the war, because you pay taxes for those Americans who pay taxes, me included. It's just that I don't have the right to vote, so it's not really my fault that you have that precedent, because I didn't vote for him. I wouldn't have. I didn't have the right to vote yet. Oh gosh, maybe having said that, I might get kicked out of the country, but. Mark my word, help me if I did, but I don't think so. Free speech. That's what the whole thing about podcasting is. Oh crap, I just knocked something over. That's the whole thing about podcasting is free speech. Even to free speech all over the world. So you have your rights and you have your voice. With a little bit of money, you can not a whole lot of money. It used to be you have to own like a radio station to do a show. Now you can actually voice your own opinion in your own bedroom or something, recorded and just posted on the internet. So amen to Madge Weinstein. And you know, she's always been, I know some people like, you know, she's like to the goddess or the fairy godmother of podcasting, blah blah blah. I really don't care. I mean, she's great, I really don't care, but I feel like her show is important. So at least to me. Some people might not like her show. I always tell people, you know, if you can look through the blunt and all those words, you actually see a very powerful message inside whatever she has to say. So that was Matt Weinstein. I just wasted a whole bunch of time just talking about podcasting. I think I'm going to wrap up. I should have covered everything, I think. So that was a little bit a special piece that I am doing for my friend Jeff, especially because he said that he's never heard of Yeast Radio before, and I thought it's a good thing that she gets tested out, sample it, a tiny bit of it on my show. So I, you know, the effect that I was putting in there like this, that I was doing when Madge Weinstein was talking about gay marriage, is just to, you know, just for fun because I can, because I think I heard it somewhere that if you want people to remember or emphasize something, you know, when you're typing, oh, this is on Adam Curry's show. If you want to type something and you want to emphasize a certain word, you can all caps it, you can bold it, boldface it, but on audio, you just emphasize it with special effects.
Happy Halloween!
I'm just being silly. So, I think that's probably it. And I guess I'll probably see you next week. I think I am trying to still find the chocolatier that I would like to interview. I think I talked to you about this for a while now, but I haven't had the chance to. And tonight I just have some of his chocolate. His name is Christopher Elbow, and I'm going to interview him. Hopefully I can arrange an interview with him. So, and I want to say thank you for listening, thank you for downloading the show, thank you for downloading all the video podcasts, and I will make sure that those podcasts will be able to get onto your iPod next time. And I just messed up again because my songs just ended, but quickly I'm going to, you know, extend the song. But I want to tell you, you can go to my website at onlinepodcast.com. There's lots of information there, show notes and such. Hopefully, if I'm not too lazy, I will put my all the show links, let's say, like, you know, yeastradio.com, blah, 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 all this crap on my website. And you can also find my email there, which is online@gmail.com. You can send me audio comment there. You can also call my comment line, which I love, like Archer Radio did, 206-888-JOHN. And you can leave me a message and say hi. Okay, and I love that. Thank you so much. Don't forget to smile. Bye-bye.